Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour on a President's Day. No markets today because of President's Day. So how about a marketing tip? There's a new sort of, anyway, new social media trend out there. It's where teens are flocking to Hobby Lobby stores across the country for what they're calling the Hobby Lobby Challenge. So what's going on? Well, young people descend on the local craft-centric store and then use everything from fake flowers to ferns and other items as props to create Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat images. They then challenge friends and family to take up the challenge and do the same. Pretty cool, huh? Not so fast. Hobby Lobby staff and workers, they don't like it. In fact, many store employees have used social media to rail against the trend. They complain that they have to clean up and fix the shelves, that some are disturbing. But wait, what if Hobby Lobby embraced the trend? No matter how short-lived, think of the free publicity. Hobby Lobby could, for example, welcome teens to their store and encourage them to use their products as props for social media posts. The company could then actually retweet or share those images to connect with the youthful demographic. And Hobby Lobby could, in just a few short weeks, ditch the old-school stodgy label and become at least sort of cool, even if it's for a short amount of time. It's a missed opportunity. Any idea what some companies might pay to have their name shared across thousands, if not millions, of images sent to a demographic that may not mean anything today? But what about tomorrow? It's a gift, kids. But then there is that old saw about a horse's mouth. That's a marketing tip for you. When we come back, Laura Kennard joins us. We're going to be talking about networking in the Metro. That's next on the Business News Hour.